Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling. Hi, this is Larry from Flash. I'm looking for Kevin.
Speaking.
Hi, Kevin. I'm calling about your client onboarding interview that we have for you today. And this call will take about 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
How long is it take?
Between or about 30 to 40 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah. If you need to reschedule or would you want to sign up for a convenient time?
No, because I'll be tied up after this, so we might as well try to get it done.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your time in advance. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and treatment as well. So the main purpose of our call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So what will happen is we'll first be verifying your business information, then we'll discuss the relevant keywords, and then we'll be reviewing the Google business profile. And we'll try to make it as quick as we can. So first, I see that you've already set the security question in the account. I would also need to check if you were able to receive the initial invoice and did you get a chance for the terms and conditions?
Yeah, actually, I was looking for that, but I didn't see it on my email, so I could actually fill it. Yeah,
the email is... the one that says local / initial invoice. So the terms and conditions are on a link in that email. If you want, I can send email again afterwards.
Yeah, you can do that again because I don't see it.
Okay, no problem. I can do that. Now, for the business information, let me know if you hear anything that is incorrect so that I can make the necessary changes. So for the business name, it's Roman Gladiator Painters with an S, right? And
yeah.
The address that I have here is 154 Somerset Drive at Tomorrow, 08046. Is this correct?
Yeah, 08046, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And you would want to hide or you don't want to show the address in your Google business profile and your Facebook page, is that right?
No.
Okay. All right, then you'll do that. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. I'll take note of that too. And then the phone number that your clients will call you at will be 609-880-5028. Is this correct?
Yes.
The email address that we have on file is kevinronans@gmail.com. It's spelled kevinronans@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Great then. Now, for the website, I do see here that you have a website, romancegladiatorpainting.com. Would you like to keep the same website, or do you need us to build a new website for you?
Well, the guy I was talking to was saying that that I can keep what I have, but it's probably better. He said it ain't costing me like additional because I already paid for it for y'all to make up a website. So I don't know how that works.
What will happen is, well, we definitely can create a new website for you. And that will be the website that we'll be promoting online. My question is for the domain. The domain is the URL, this romancegladiatorpainting.com. That's your domain URL. My question is, do you own this domain or did you purchase this domain?
Well, I'm assuming that is mine because I had somebody to make up this website for me. So I don't know how that worked, but as far as I know, it's mine.
Okay. Because what we will do, if you want us to create a new website for you and you own this domain, then we will create a new look, a new website, pages and all of that, and we can put that website on the same domain if you own that domain. I looked up your domain registrar. It's from Tuco's Domains. So do you remember like having a username and a password from Tuco's Domains?
No.
Okay. Okay, so what will happen technically is we will create a website and we will ask you, we will let you decide if you want us to use the same domain or you want us to purchase a new domain for you. So if you would want us to purchase a new domain for you, we will find what's available and then that means we will need to use a different URL. Like it's going to be something else depending on what is available in the market right now. Or if you own this domain and you have the username, the password for this domain, we will ask for those in order for us to apply the new website to the domain. So will you be able to find out maybe later or the following days? If you own the domain.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look into that.
Okay then. I'll send you an email where you can reply with the username and password once you have it. If in the event that you really cannot find it and you don't own the domain, then let us know and then by that time we will decide to purchase a new domain for you. Okay? That's just so that we don't have duplicates and we will not we can at least try to keep the same domain for you. Okay? Because it's already in there. So on your website as well, Kevin, do you need to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through your website?
You said, do I have the ability to do so?
Would you like to have the ability to process payments directly through the website that you will create?
No.
Okay. All right. I'll take note of that. And also another thing that I would like to discuss is the call tracking number, something that John might have already discussed well. So this is part of your package as well. It's a Google-endorsed product, and it follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. If you want a call tracking number, we will create a new phone number for you. It will have a local area code, and that phone number will be used for all of your online listings. So the call tracking number can track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. You can listen and play back calls. It can also filter out most types of scam calls and also still be directly going to the phone number ending in 5028. So would you want a call tracking phone number or would you want to keep the same phone number?
No, I definitely need to keep the same phone number because I got cards, you know, everything made up and new cards made up with everything, all that information on the card.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to be redoing everything just for the number. Okay. I'll take note of that. And then I'd like to discuss the keywords. So these keywords are the services that your consumers are going to be typing in your business. So you are, the main service that you would like for your potential customers to find you for will be a painting services, painting contractor. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So let me know if these are all applicable. I see that John have listed here interior painter. We can do interior and exterior, residential and commercial painting. You do cabinet painting, deck painting, power washing, pressure washing, specialty painters, furniture painters. We can also add office painting, house painting. Do you do drywall repair?
It's minimal. Depends on how we do. I mean, it depends. I have done it. So
okay.
There's not, yeah. So you might as well say yes. Yeah, because there's been times when we had to repair sheetrock. And
okay.
More before
all
we could
right.
paint it.
So we can also put sheetrock repair?
Yes.
Okay. How about wood staining?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other services that I have not mentioned you'd like to add?
No, you pretty much covered it.
All right, then. And I'll be forwarding this over to our provisioning team so that they can start optimizing your account, optimizing your business. I'd also be asking you a couple of quick questions about yourself and about the business so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. So is there anything unique about the business or something that sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, I believe I'm more of a, and I get this a lot, that I'm more of a detailed painter. I do pay attention to a lot of, when it comes to painting a room, there's certain things that other painters may not see or do. But I go the extra mile for detail. So I'm more of I'm a detailed guy when it comes to the painting. I know a lot of painters do paint, but it's just certain little, it may be something small, as small as caulking a particular area to make it look good, whereas another painter might not think that they need to caulk that area, or painting a window frame as opposed the window frame and the window trim to give a more cleaner look. Some painters just paint the actual trim around and just leave the inside window casing natural. But sometimes, me myself, I like to caulk and paint that window inside. So when you paint, when you do that, it makes the whole window look clean because now the whole window looks white as opposed to you just painting the trim and then the inside of the window looks off white, if you know what I'm saying.
And put in attention to detail.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good one. How about free estimates or discounts? Do you offer any?
Yeah, both. Free estimates. I do discounts with the elderly, retirees, handicapped. So, yeah, and again, free estimates. So, yeah. So both of those is.
All right. And do you already have a mission statement?
Yeah, that. No, shit, I ain't got it.
I found something on your website, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if you keep it. It says, my vision is to have the most trusted, neat, reliable, and dependable painters provided by your home.
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. And is this your tagline here, where precision meets passion? Are you okay to have this as your tagline or a slogan? Okay.
Yep.
And how long have you been in business?
Well, this is I've been in business. Well, this business is new. I just started this business at the beginning of this year, but
okay,
I've been in
the years of experience that you have.
Yeah, but I was just about to say I myself been painting since I was 25, and I'm now get ready to turn 59. So I've been painting for a long time.
35 years of experience. We can definitely put that.
Oh, I hear what you said.
Oh, how many people work with your company?
It's me, myself, but if I need other, it's me, myself, but if I need any other, you know, individuals, I can pull in 2 to 3 guys.
Okay. All right, then. And you work with both residential and commercial, correct?
Yep.
And your hours are Mondays to Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Monday through Friday. Actually, it was 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, 4
8
p.m.
hours. Yeah.
And Mondays through Fridays only, correct?
Monday through Friday. But I was saying Saturday is pretty much up in the air, depending on...
Oh.
How far along we are on the job, but Friday is open, dependent on the job. But pretty much it might be like 8 to 12, depending on the job. Again, if we need to stay till 4 o'clock, but I would like to put 8 to 12 on Saturday.
No, with that here.
So pretty much if we bring the job in and the job is, it has to be on the Saturday, then pretty much we will be there until the job is completed to bring it in for a landing. If it has to go by after 12 o'clock or even to 5 o'clock, if that's how long it takes to get that project completed on a Saturday, then that's what we'll do. But that will be a discussion with the homeowner at that time, but for right now, I'd like to just put 8 to 12.
12 for Saturday. Okay. And what types of payments do you accept?
So I accept cash, checks, and I was doing Zelle.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll start to get this optimized, and then I would also need to discuss Google, Facebook, and Yelp with you. So your business is located in Willingboro, and then the cities or zip codes that you'd like to cover are Willingboro, Burlington, Florence, Cherry Hill, Mount Laurel, Mount Holly, Camden, Philadelphia. Are these all correct for the Google business profile?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a Google business profile already, or have you created one before?
No.
Okay. We will create one for you. Don't worry about that. Google will require 1 or 2 verifications for the Google business profile to show up in Google search and Google Maps. And Google will be the one that will determine what the verification will be. We will let you know once we have an advice from Google. It can either be a video, a phone, email, or a postcard verification. And right now, the video verification is the one with the highest likelihood to occur. And since you're the business owner, we will just be asking for your cooperation to get this done. What you will do if it's going to be the video verification is you will be uploading a video showing your location, your equipment, management. We will send you an email with clear step-by-step instructions and the requirements on how to do the video verification, okay? And you can let us know if you need further help with that. But we'll be following up with you in the next couple of days about the Google Business Profile, okay? And then once the Google Business Profile has been verified, one of our newest features is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. So what we will do here is we will post photos with captions promoting your business, and we will do that on a weekly basis. This is a great way to get attention. Google likes it this way because it will also help improve optimization. If you want, you can also preview or delete or edit or add anything to this scheduled post anytime. They are all available in the local Flash dashboard that you will have. So I'm just letting you know that you're aware of that. And then another thing, for Yelp, do you already have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay. I know some people don't really like Yelp, but would you want us to list you on Yelp as well?
Yeah, I don't know about Yelp. I don't even know what that is. That's all new to me.
Oh, okay. Yelp is like you remember Yellow Pages in the phone directories before where
Yep.
we list all this? Yeah. So Yelp is like that, basically, but it doesn't really require you to, you know, to pay anything extra. It's just an added directory where we can list your business on. So for
okay.
Yelp,
if I'm already paying, it ain't costing me extra. I mean, I'm trying to get all the
Yep, I would agree. We'll get you listed in as much directories as we can. Now, for creating the Yelp page, we'll be sending you instructions on how to do that because Yelp would require you to create the page. It's just going to be an easy instruction of creating the page. After creating, you just need to add us as an admin, and we will take care of the rest. For new Yelp pages, it can take up to 14 days for Yelp to approve that, so just a heads up on that as well. We'll send you an email about that. And then for Facebook, I believe you need to have a Facebook page created. Is that right?
Oh, I already do.
Oh, you already did? I don't seem to... I haven't looked it up because I saw it. But let me see. Is the name of the page Romans Gladiator Painters?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome then. I will send you an email where you can click on a link to connect the Facebook business page to us and grant us partner access. So it's just going to be easy. We'll take care of optimizing and taking care of the information in the Facebook business page as well to make sure that all the information are correct. And then do you have photos of your previous work that you need us or that you want us to use for the website and for your Facebook page?
Yeah, there's plenty of photos on that same website, all before and after photos.
Yeah, I actually saw them. It's just that when we copy it over the internet from the website, the quality is not going to be that good. So I'll be sending you an email where you can send those photos. That way they will be high-quality photos, and we'll be able to use them.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. I also sent quite a few photos to, what's his name again? He gave me his information, and he said if I needed to send those photos to that particular email, then I can do so, which I did. I sent, power washing jobs and some painting jobs.
Yeah. That's also one thing that I'd like to discuss and bring up with you, because we did receive multiple text messages from you earlier, but they are all the same photos, like a photo of like a garden chairs, three garden chairs and a round glass table. There, we have that same photo sent to us like several times.
No, that should be, when I sent the picture, because I tried to send them all in one shot and it wouldn't let me do it. So I had to send each individual picture. So I took a, whatever picture I took a, I had to send each picture single-handed. So it should be before and after pictures, like before pictures of what the chairs look like, what the table looks like, and then after pictures, what the chair and the table look like. It shouldn't be one, like the same picture over and over again. It should be like almost eight different photos that y'all, because when I was downloading, it was showing me that y'all was receiving it, because it was showing me on my phone as I was sending it, it was saying sent, and it would show me the picture, and then I would just go down the line, and then as I scrolled up, it showed all the pictures on that website. So I don't know how you only got, like, what you said you got.
Yeah, I think something, I think there's just some technical issues there, because what we received are all the same photos, like, exactly the same photos. Even the file name itself are all the same. So it was probably just sending the same photo. However, to make it easier for you, you can send it through email. That way you can send them by batch. You can send up to 20 photos at a time in the email that I'll be sending to you later on, to make it more convenient for you to send them over. Do you have a logo that you want to use as well?
A logo?
Yeah.
I have the company logo on the website.
Yeah. Yep. Just go ahead and send that logo over along with the photos that you'll be sending. That way we can compile them all and get them all in one place. Also, Kevin, for your Facebook ads, when we run your ads, since it's part of your package, when we run your ads, there will be a button for your potential clients to click on, and you have three options to choose from. You can either choose them to have a call button, wherein when they press on call, you will receive the calls directly, or you can have a messenger button. So when you have a message button, they will send you a message that will go directly to your Facebook Messenger app, or it can be a Facebook form fill. So the Facebook form fill will have your potential customers fill in a form on your Facebook ad, and it will be sent to you through email and text real time. So which one would you want for your Facebook ad?
Phone call. A phone guy. Yeah. I like to be up close and personal with you.
Yeah, that's actually great. I think some people really like immediate response, so that would be awesome. I'll have that selected in here. And then do you have a preferred availability, a preferred time or day for us to call you if in case we need to follow up?
It's basically setting up for me to come and to see a potential project, so it wouldn't matter. It ain't no specific time.
Okay, thank you.
And if they don't get me, they can always leave. Better cut you off. If they don't get me, they can always leave the voicemail, and then I can return the phone call.
Yeah, I would totally agree. So, yep, I'll just review the emails that you will be receiving from us in the next few days. I know it can be a lot, but it's just going to be to get everything onboarded and to get everything started. So first, you will be receiving the keywords email. Just review them, and if you want to make changes of those keywords that we went through earlier, you can reply to that email. Then you will receive a photos email. You can reply with up to 20 pictures at a time. Just send over your logo as well along with those pictures. We would prefer high-quality photos, and if in case we don't have enough photos, then we will be using high-quality stock photos, especially for the website and the Facebook. These are all copyright-protected photos, so no worries about using them, because, again, these are all copyright-protected photos, and these are all photos related to your industry. About the website, I'll send you an email asking for the credentials for your domain. If you can find the domain credentials, username and password, then just reply it on that email so that we can apply the website that we will create on that domain. Then we will also send you instructions about the Google Business Profile, as well as instructions in creating the Yelp page and an email for the Facebook page to get us partner access so we can start running your ads. Additionally, you will receive an email with your login credentials to the Local Splash dashboard. So your Local Splash dashboard is where you will see everything. You can track and manage your company's online performance from here. It's also mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. This is where you see how many calls and clicks and what keywords customers are using to find you. You will also see here the directories where we list your business on. Okay. And just to discuss further about time frame and what to expect, so with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will submit your business information to different directories, and we will optimize your Google Business Profile once it has been verified. You should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days, but don't forget that you can visit your dashboard anytime to see your listings or to create posts or update content. Another thing, Kevin, since all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, of course, it will benefit you with more online presence. You'll get all types of calls like service requests or competitor calls. There may also be scam calls, such as from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare or Networks. They might reach out to you telling you to verify your Google Business Profile and you need to pay extra. These are all scam calls, just to make sure that you're aware of that. If you have any questions or if you have any of this, and if you have any doubt, just call us before responding to any of those requests that you might receive. Okay? And then lastly, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks' time to touch base. So in 3 weeks, we would like to give you a quick call and to review how your account is progressing, how the campaign is progressing, how your ads are running. Are you okay if we call you at around the same time on the 30th? 3 weeks from now would be the 30th.
Sure.
I'll also send you a calendar invite so you can get a reminder on when we will call in case anything comes up and you need to reschedule, then just let us know. And actually, I thank you so much for your patience and for taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any questions for me that I can help you out with before we end?
Yeah, just one. I just want to know how long will it be? Because I just now... was just testing the waters on Google and just say pulled up painters in Willingboro, or if I just put in Rome, go to Google and put in Roman's Gladiator painters. I mean, I don't come up either way. If I do the Roman's Gladiator painters, all I'm seeing is Roman Gladiator paintings and not, you know, actual painters. As a company. So how long would it be before I'm able to see or be able to say that I can be in the running of somebody looking for a painter in Willingboro, or go to Google and put in the name Roman's Gladiator Painters, and then the company actually comes up?
Okay, good question. Well, after the Google Business Profile has been verified, you should see your results within 30 to 45 days. Google's algorithm will usually take 30 to 45 days for you to really show up, especially in the first page of the Google search and Google Maps. That's why we are optimizing daily, and we are going to make weekly posts on the Google Business Profile, because the more that there are like movement activities or like reviews coming in on your Google Business Profile, Google will have you ranked up higher and higher. So that's what we will be doing in the next 30 to 45 days as well. That's why as early or as soon as possible, once we have an advice from Google about what the verification method will be, we'll be working with you to get the account verified, because we will not be able to show you yet until the Google Business Profile has been verified. So please look out for those emails and text messages from us with updates in the next couple of days, so that we can get everything completed and we can have access to the account as soon as possible, so we can start optimizing them.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, any other questions?
Okay. So we're gonna see how this play out. So basically, I got... So within the 2 months, so this month, this is the fresh month, so that's 30 days. So sometime in the middle of next month, which I would have to pay again, then I should be able to see, I want to see how this is going to play out.
Okay.
I want to see if I'm satisfied in 45 days. Going into the second month to see if it creates business. I want to see how this plays out. I hope it works.
All right. And we will be with you all throughout the process. If in case you have questions or you have to follow up on anything, you can call us here in this number, 877-635-6225. We're also available through text or email or chat. We're open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Mondays through Fridays. If you have any questions, just let us know. So if you have no other questions, again, I thank you for your time in answering all of my questions, and we really look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. So thank you again. We value your business, and you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.